And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
Well, it's good to be back with you on the broadcast. We're in Psalm 119 and verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. He asked the Lord to remember the word unto thy servant. He said, God, you remember the word that you sent to me, the word of God, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. He said, Lord, you remember the things you said. No doubt when David was in great turmoil and being pursued by his enemies, when he was in those positions, He said, Lord, remember, you said you'd deliver your people. You would deliver, you would preserve me. And he said, because thou hast caused me to hope. When you hope in something, you put great confidence in it. You put all that you have in it, and you rely upon it, and that's what you trust in. And he said, I've hoped. He said, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Remember the word unto thy servant. God's word to us. We ought to realize that it ought to cause us to hope. See, the Christian has a hope that the world has not. It's a hope that is both steadfast and sure. It's a hope that the lost man, the world, knows nothing about. He asked for no new promise, but he says, I want the old word, the old promises fulfilled. Then verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. You think about when we're in affliction. What comforts the child of God more than anything else? It's the Word of God. I'm telling you that there will come times in your life that your best friend and person you confide most in won't be able to really help you. But if you're saved by the grace of God, the eternal Word of God will be your comfort. I don't know at the time, spiritually speaking, that I've covered, cuddled up and wrapped my arms around the Word of God and the promises of the Word. And I've meditated on them, and they've been my comfort. They've been what's helped my tears. They've been my pillow to lay on. They've been the bed that I've laid on. I've laid on the Word of God and trusted in the Word of God in the midnight hour. And He's given me songs in the night, and songs of praise when the clouds were across the sky. And I hoped in the Word of God. My comfort in affliction is the Word. The worldly person clutches his money bag and says, this is my comfort. The drunkard grabs a hold of his liquor bottle and said, this is my comfort. The gambling man grabs a hold of his cards and his dice and said, this is my comfort. The whoremonger and the whores, they grab a hold of the strange women and the strange men that they run with and say, this is what I'm hoping on. But I'm glad that the saved man, he hopes in the Word. He gets comfort in the Word. That's where our comfort comes from. It comes from the Holy Scripture. Why? Because thy Word hath quickened me. It made me alive. It's the Word of God through the Spirit that quickens us. Ye hath he quickened who were dead. The way that God's system works is you hear the Word of God and the seed is sown. And then the Spirit of God penetrates that seed into your heart and brings forth conviction. And you're quickened. You're made alive to your condition. And when the Lord saves you, you have been made alive. You've been quickened by His Word. The proud have had me greatly in derision. Yet I have not declined from thy law. The proud man, the men who hate gracious and godly men, they fear that they will make them look bad or cause something bad to happen to them. He said, the proud have had me greatly in derision. They were greatly against me in the word of God. They hated the law of God. Yet, in the midst of all that, even though the proud, the haughty, the self-righteous that talk about God but have no relationship, they're really what they are spiritual bastards that are in our churches. They talk the language of Zion. They have a talk about religion. But when you try to talk about godliness and spirituality, it's evident that the lights are on, but nobody's home. The carnal man understandeth not the things of God. And he said, I have not declined from thy law. Even in the midst of the proud and those that have got me in derision, who have really made it hard on me in this life because I've stood for the word, he said, in the midst of that, I have not declined from thy law. When the word decline means to draw back or to not have anything to do with. And he said, even in the midst of that, I've still not declined from thy word. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. You remember the word of God and his judgments, the blessings of the old, things he had done in the past. He remembers God and his word, and when he sees no present display that God's working in the midst of this, he lets his mind go back to the times of old. And that's what we as the people of God should do. When we're going through times where it seems like the Lord's not with us, I mean, he's not doing anything we think. Let's remember what he's done in times of old. How he delivered us from the hand of the enemy. How he's preserved us so far. I think about that good old song, and it goes, looking back through the years, the heartaches and tears, the Lord has never once let me down. And there's no need to doubt him now. He'll make a way somehow. Safely this far Jesus has brought me. There's no need to take him to doubt him now. Safely to the point I'm at on this day. Safely this far to this very moment he's brought me. And there's no need to doubt him now in this thinking back to how he's brought me safe this far. I know that he's going to safely lead me home. He might not, he never promised smooth sailing, but he did promise a safe landing. And there's not one thing of this world, not one sin or trial or tribulation that's going to deter me from the landing in the Emmanuel's land. That one day my soul will land in heaven and I'll be with the Lord forevermore. And he said, I've comforted myself with these thoughts. We can comfort ourselves when we think on the eternal Word of God and the judgments of God and his mercy to us in the past and how he'll do it again. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake that law. He was horrified at the actions and the pride and the sin of the wicked. And when he thought upon the judgments of God, he was filled with terror because of the wicked that forsake thy law. The wicked forsake the law of God. And great terror and horror. We ought to be horrified as we look as the people of God in our nation, how it's forsaken the law of God. They're trying to take God out of public view, take your prayer out of classrooms, Bible reading out of classrooms, trying to take the scripture off our monuments that's engraved in stone and removing the Ten Commandments from out in front of courthouses and government buildings. Well, this wicked world can go ahead and try to erase all the thought of God and God consciousness away from people. But I won't say that they'll never do that as long as the redeemed of the Lord are in this world, that the Word of God is in us. The enemy of God hates the Word. Satan hates the Word of God because it's the Word of God that condemns him to hell. It's the Word of God that tells him he's going to the lake of fire. He knows it's the Word of God that men are born again by the Word of God. The devil hates the Word and will do everything he can to deter the Word of God. But even the devil knows the Word of God's eternal, and he's never going to defeat it, never going to utterly destroy it. Verse 54, thy statutes, thy word have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. David knew that he was not at home in this world, but he was a pilgrim, and he was seeking a better country. He did not, however, sigh over the fact, but he sang about it. See, he realized as a pilgrim, this is the house of my pilgrimage. The Bible said that we are strangers and pilgrims in this world. We ought to be longing for a better day. We ought to be longing for a better place. See, a pilgrim was somebody who dwelt in tents. And they weren't somebody who had a permanent dwelling. They were continually moving. Well, symbolically and spiritually, that's what we as the redeemed are. And this journey, we ought to call it our pilgrimage. We're on our way. This is not our final home. This is not our final destination. We're going to a better place. And he said, I've been singing about the Word of God. Thy statutes, they've been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. He did not sigh. You look at a lot of people and it looks like they're depressed and gloomy and down because they're saved and having to, you know, stand against sin and go against the world and whatever the world wants to do. It's usually against God, what we ought to be doing. And they seem all, well, we can't do this and we can't do that. No, the attitude of the redeemed, we ought to sing of the Word of God. It ought to be our song as we travel through. He tells us nothing about his pilgrim sighs, but he speaks of the pilgrim songs. He said, in the house of the pilgrimage, in the time of my pilgrimage, the time of my life. Verse 55, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. When others slept, I woke to think on the word of God. David's nights also could have been his troubles and trials. You know them. A lot of times, especially in the older days, when somebody was sick, they would say, if they could make it through the night, they might make it. There's just something about life being weaker at night. And if they can make it through the night and make it to the daylight, well, I'll tell you what, there's been times in my spiritual life where the clouds were rolling and they had the sun darkened. And deep down inside, I felt dark and gloomy and full of dread and drear. It was a continual drizzle of rain in my soul. But I'm glad, thank God, that even in the night, I have kept thy law. I remember thy name, O Lord. I tried in that night season not to forget the name of the Lord. I tried to remember his word and what the word of God and said, I've kept thy law. When you're in the darkness and in the trials, don't quit keeping the law. Don't quit living by the word. Don't let your standards down. Don't let your convictions slide. Just keep on keeping on for the glory of God. God bless you. We'll be back next week. And we'll finish up this psalm, or this stanza, I should say, in verse 56.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.